local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we welcome you into the start of another week and a holiday shortened one at that. It is Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you for the next 3 hours, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today, November 20th, 2023. A happy Monday and a happy Thanksgiving week to you. Whether you are headed home from work or maybe you're headed to grandma's, wherever you may be, please arrive there safely. And thanks so much for tuning in. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. I recognized as Austin came into the studio today a very, very sour mood with your Wake Forest Demon Deacons and the Pittsburgh Steelers going 0-for over the weekend here. I am in a great mood today, Austin. I do this once a year.
Okay.
My family from Chicago, been there many, many times growing up. Both grandparents lived in Chicago. And Giordano's Pizza, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to experience authentic Chicago deep dish or not.
I think I've had it once.
So every year, once a year, I will have a tradition where for a big football game, NFL game, I will have Giordano's Pizza shipped to me for me and my friends to enjoy. And that is tonight for the Super Bowl 57 rematch between the Eagles and the Chiefs. So Giordano's Pizza is what is in store for me once we are off the air here tonight. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yes. I didn't have much. It's been a rough couple days. I've been kind of pledging two allegiances here with Cat Country and News Radio.
That's right.
Over the course of the past
Miracle
days.
On Palafox yesterday. How was that?
That was awesome. A lot of people showed up, and I was looking at the reactions on social media when Cat Country was giving updates and stuff. People seemed to love it.
Good.
And it was Brian Kelly. He was the head, headliner with Tiger Lily Gold and Kimberly Perry were the names. So I did get the Axe names. I didn't have that last week, but I got it now that the show's over.
Yeah, very good. Well, our friends and coworkers at Cat Country, they do a great job with that every year. I know our community certainly loves it and certainly goes for a good cause. I'll have an update on the Mana food drive, the Fill the Mayflower, good numbers that they announced earlier this afternoon. We'll talk about that here in our local headlines. We'll start with our top three stories. U.S., Israeli, and Hamas negotiators are reportedly near a deal to release some hostages that were taken during the October 7th attack on Israel.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
John Kirby there, and over the weekend, intense fighting happened around another hospital in northern Gaza as Israeli forces expanded their assault in the region. Yesterday, 31 premature babies were evacuated from that hospital. Hundreds of staff and patients remain inside. That's the latest there. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court rejecting an appeal by the former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd. That means Derek Chauvin's second-degree murder conviction and sentence will be upheld. Chauvin's legal team tried to argue that he was denied a fair trial due to prejudice and publicity surrounding the case. He is currently serving a 21-year sentence in Arizona. Finally, 23 arrests and counting now in a federal investigation into a massive fentanyl ring in the Washington, D.C. area. Investigators say the probe started after an overdose death of a young mom and has led to over 250,000 pills being seized. Investigators say 20-year-old Diamond Lynch died almost instantly after taking a pill that had been made to look like oxycodone. Top three stories right there, 411 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some of our local headlines today. Channel 3 in their A block reporting that Escambia public teachers are in line for pay raises this week after a new labor contract was agreed to last week. The district and teachers unions agree to a deal that will see teachers' pay increase by 3%. That's about $1,400 to $2,200 for full-time teachers. In addition, warehouse and food service employees will see their hourly pay go up as much as 5%. Bus driver pay will increase by 8% per hour. Teachers are expected to vote to ratify the new contract this week. Learning more today about a fatal crash at East Bay Boulevard in Salamanca in Navarre yesterday, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson talked to our Andrew McKay this morning, said that a vehicle reportedly went off the road, overcorrected, then hit a tree. Sheriff Johnson says a deputy was first on the scene.
Of course, my deputy was right there and was the first to get to the vehicle. And unfortunately, you know, in our line of work, you have to witness some pretty horrific things. And unfortunately, that's what happened to him last night.
Yeah, so Johnson says overcorrecting when a vehicle goes off the road is a common mistake many drivers made, and it causes a lot of accidents. In addition, the a 26-year-old Navarre woman was hospitalized with serious injuries. Her passenger died at the scene. Sheriff Johnson also said that neither woman was wearing a seatbelt in that crash. Also, today, the Mana Food Pantries giving an update on their Fill the Mayflower drive and calling it a big success today. The organization says the food and monetary donations are enough to provide more than 47,000 healthy meals for neighbors in need in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. In the past year, Mana distributed more than 803,000 pounds of food to over 86,000 people. They say that's a 25% increase over the year prior. So the need is only getting greater. Foods and funds collected at Fill the Mayflower will assist Mana in meeting the needs of our community in the Escambia and Santa Rosa County areas. Also, with Thanksgiving on Thursday, many people are thinking about trees, whether you get a fake tree or a real one. And many families looking for that. Local Christmas tree farmer Chris Manhard says his Fish River Christmas tree farm has made the transition from quiet farm into busy retail.
We did have a very difficult growing year. You have to just kind of go up on prices to stay even with what you had last year.
Manhard says this year's heat and drought combined to take a toll. He anticipates most trees will be a couple dollars, $3 more, although higher-end imported trees have gone up more than that around the country. Of course, the Thanksgiving Day game between the Cowboys, who are they playing this year?
The Commanders.
The Commanders, that's right.
Yeah.
So halftime is the traditional nationwide kickoff for the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign. That's a tradition that the Cowboys do every Thanksgiving. And here locally, the bell ringers and red kettles are out in front of local retailers. The Salvation Army hopes to raise $148,000 in the Pensacola area this year. 4:15, we'll get a quick check of our roads and weather forecast and more local headlines and state right after.
Thank you, sir. So this traffic and weather update, first of the show, is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So, yeah, we're looking at the traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, and we're not seeing too many areas that are causing a ton of congestion. The main one right now is if you are traveling southbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards Lillian Highway, expect to be backed up there. Other than that, there's a little bit of congestion building up heading northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile Road. Lastly, in the Pace and Milton areas in Santa Rosa County, if you are heading towards Caroline Street, traveling northbound on Avalon Boulevard towards that intersection, you're going to experience some backups there also.
Thank you very much. Looking at the weather, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be mild in the upper 60s. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It looks like most of that will strike on Tuesday morning, so some rain in the forecast, and high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Looking ahead to the Thanksgiving holiday, we do continue a chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 71. Today's forecast that I was supposed to be around 76. I don't know that we got there today. Too much cloud cover. But again, overnight, yeah, the big issue and concern would be the moderate risk for severe weather. This is going to be primarily overnight and into tomorrow morning. But cold front is coming behind it. We talked a little bit about that towards the end of last week. A high surf advisory is going to be in effect too. So overnight, 60% chance thunderstorms and breezy conditions overnight. Gust around 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, more storms and showers as well. High of around 75 degrees. We talk about this pretty much every holiday, especially major ones here, and it's an important one here. AAA has their tow-to-go program for the Thanksgiving weekend that starts Wednesday evening at 6, continues through 6 a.m. Monday. So what it is a last resort ride for free, and you don't have to be a AAA member, for a would-be impaired driver and a tow for their vehicle within a 10-mile radius. AAA again says it should only be used as a last resort. You also have Uber, Lyft, or you know just friends and family as well. But if you need it, it is available. Again, members and non-members, no reservation required. All you got to do is call them, 855-2-TOW-2-GO, and it's a program that has helped a lot of people around the country there. We'll take a quick break. 418, we got state and national headlines when we return. A Monday to kick off Thanksgiving week here at News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive on today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Kick off the holiday season with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take the tree of your dreams home for the holidays. Trees and wreaths decorated by local designers and community groups will be on display November 24th through 26th at the Museum of Commerce downtown. Each tree and wreath will be up for online auction bidding or purchase in support of WSRE PBS. For the Festival of Trees hours and all of the details, visit WSRE.org/events.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all brand and product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And the church of the world began. Don't you let me catch you messing around.
423 on a Monday, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin, thanks so much for tuning in, and happy Thanksgiving week. Hope you have wonderful, awesome plans. Get to celebrate with your family and friends and do it safely and responsibly. Let's all stay safe out there and protect ourselves and each other. Taking a look at our state headlines here before we get another check of the roads and weather. We start with today marking the final tour of the scene of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting before it is destroyed in the summer. Six members of Congress went through the building one last time, including Parkland's own Jared Moskowitz, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, three other Democrats, and a Republican from four other states.
It's important to see, unfortunately, what it looks like when a mass shooting comes to your high school, when your high school is turned into a war zone.
And the tour comes at the request of family members who wanted lawmakers to see the site before passing any new gun laws.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is picking up support from Republican voters, but Nikki Haley is gaining on him. A new NBC News poll shows that DeSantis is gaining 2 percentage points from their last poll 2 months ago. Haley, though, almost doubled her support from the previous poll, and she's now just 5 points back of DeSantis, who's in second place. Both trailed Donald Trump by at least 40 points.
Yeah, gas prices at the lowest of the year, just in time for Thanksgiving, and especially here in the Panhandle, things looking good.
That's a function of distribution. It takes a little more transportation to get gasoline down to the southern part of the state. The Panhandle is a little cheaper. It's right there next to some good pipelines that bring gasoline and finished fuel product to market.
And prices at more than half the gas stations in Florida are under $3 a gallon, 15 cents less than a week ago. The average $3.04, which is 37 cents less than what drivers paid last Thanksgiving.
Also, two disturbances are being tracked by the National Hurricane Center, but both are being given a low chance of becoming a tropical depression or storm. One is an area of low pressure in the Central Caribbean, and it's being given a 10% chance of developing. Forecasters are giving a frontal low in the central subtropical Atlantic a 30% chance of developing in the next 7 days.
Also, California Governor Gavin Newsom is running TV ads in Florida and Washington, D.C. ahead of the November 30th debate with Governor DeSantis.
Abortion after 6 weeks will be punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Even though many women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. That's not freedom. It's Ron DeSantis's Florida.
So there's that. The debate is being held in Atlanta and will be moderated by Sean Hannity of Fox News.
And lastly, next year, Florida's Space Coast is expected to see its highest number of crewed missions in more than a decade. There are 7 launches planned in 2024 that are hoping to place 26 astronauts into orbit. This would be the largest number of crewed missions from Cape Canaveral since 2009.
All right, we will get a check of the roads and our weather right now. Off to a good start here with mostly quiet conditions on the roads.
Yes.
We'll see if that's still the case.
Yeah, it hasn't really changed much. We do have some backups developing. If you're on I-110 northbound trying to travel westbound on I-10, there's congestion building there. And the same can be said about the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Other than that, the real bad one is the traffic going southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Lillian Highway. That is an accident that was reported there that's causing some heavy backups at the moment. As for Pace and Milton, we're just dealing with a little stretch of congestion on Avalon Boulevard trying to get onto Caroline Street.
Cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are headed this way. The showers and storms will move through on Tuesday, most likely during the morning hours. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We do continue with a chance for rain each day through the rest of the week, and that includes the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and a cold front coming through along with the showers and storms here over the next 24 hours. Wednesday and Thursday highs are right around 60 degrees. Overnight lows going to be in the mid to upper 40s. So that to look forward to there. National headlines today. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, the wife of the nation's 39th president, died yesterday at the age of 96. I think we said on Friday, right? Thursday or Friday that she had entered into hospice care.
Yep.
Former President Jimmy Carter has been in hospice for several months now. They were married for 77 years.
And a federal appeals court in Washington heard arguments today about whether a gag order issued against Donald Trump should be lifted. A three-judge federal panel is considering how to balance the former president's free speech rights while protecting witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel from intimidation.
The I-10 freeway in downtown L.A. is back open. More than 250 people worked on the section of the freeway 24 hours a day after a fire last Saturday. The stretch of road handles nearly 300,000 vehicles per day. Police are still trying to track down the person suspected of setting fire to the area underneath the overpass.
Officials in Eagle Pass, Texas, say that hundreds of illegal immigrants are using ropes to pull themselves across the Rio Grande and onto the shores. Some were carried away by the current, forcing state troopers to go after them.
We know for a fact that the border continues to get much worse in terms of not just mass illegal immigration, but gotaways.
They say the cartels are putting asylum seekers in dangerous spots as a distraction.
Funeral services being held today for Dexter Wade, a black man who was fatally struck by an off-duty officer, buried for months without notice to his family.
I don't care if he's black or white. What he did is wrong, and they need to be called accountable.
The Reverend Al Sharpton with the eulogy as he was there to provide words of comfort to his family and discomfort to the state of Mississippi. Wade's mother says that despite reporting him missing on March 14th to Jackson Police, Dexter was buried for over 5 months before the family was notified.
And the judge in the Brian Koberger trial has ruled that media will not be allowed to use cameras in the courtroom during future proceedings. The court will provide a live stream on YouTube instead. Defense attorneys argued the press failed to follow the court's directive to avoid exclusively showing the defendant. On Friday, Judge John, his last name is Judge?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's the first time seeing that. On Friday, Judge John Judge compared the proceedings to the O.J. Simpson trial, calling it, quote, a circus.
You think people refer to him as Judge Judge, or do you just...
The Honorable Judge.
The Honorable Judge Judge, or do you got to go with John there? I don't know.
I didn't even catch
that the first time. Also, a new poll from Harvard shows Donald Trump building a slight lead over President Biden in the race for the White House. 48% support compared to Biden's 41%. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. Look at what's happening in the world of sports right after that.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Qatar is mediating negotiations between the U.S., Israel, and Hamas for a multi-day pause in fighting in Gaza. That in exchange for the release of more hostages. President Biden asked about it during today's annual Thanksgiving turkey pardon at the White House.
Mr. President, is a hostage deal near?
Of 230 people held by Hamas, 10 believed to be Americans. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Kyiv today announcing the Pentagon will send an additional $100 million in weapons to Ukraine. Record Thanksgiving travel expected, Transportation Secretary Buttigieg.
The FAA's command center, as usual, is working closely with airlines to plan for and plan around any disruptive weather.
The FAA says the military has released restricted airspace. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Reporting quarterly results after the Monday close, Zoom Video topped expectations for both earnings and revenue. The video conferencing company's profit forecast for the current quarter is slightly above Wall Street estimates. Shares of Zoom, well, they're up a little over 1% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular trading action, stocks posted solid gains, with technology shares leading the way. The Dow Industrials moved up 203 points, the S&P 500 added 33, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 159, or 1.1%. OpenAI's ousted chief executive is already getting a new job. Microsoft announced today that Sam Altman would be joining the software giant, where he will lead a new artificial intelligence research team. In addition to Altman, Greg Brockman, OpenAI's president who resigned last Friday following Altman's dismissal, will join that team. Microsoft shares today rose 2% to earn a fresh closing high. Microsoft, by the way, is the largest investor in OpenAI. That's Your Money Now.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I took a pharmaceutical drug, but unfortunately I suffered from sexual dysfunction. Having to choose between my hair and my health was not really a fair choice. So we created Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com/men. That's Nutrafol.com/men.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good conversation with Caleb Nobles, the first-year head coach of the UWF Argonauts, on their winning season, but being eliminated in the playoffs in the first round. Talked quite a bit about him and his plans for the future, and he's very optimistic about that. Also talked with Didi Flaunlacher from Mana Food Pantries about the general state of food insecurity here in the area, both for adults and for children. And Sheriff Bob Johnson gave some outstanding driving tips after a terrible incident that happened over the weekend. You can listen to all of those on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Northern Tools. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com. We're made for this. You want to know who isn't made for this? Matt Cannon and Kenny Pickett. I get it. The Browns have an amazing defense, but so do the Steelers. And experience should matter in the NFL. However, Pittsburgh's offense still couldn't even get to 14 points to defeat Cleveland, who was playing Dorian Thompson-Robinson in a second start. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016, and they need a new QB and OC to end that streak. I'm Zach Gale.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on a recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. Tonight, I love this matchup. Philly-Kansas City is monster. Side and total. Philly-Kansas City, critical information confirmed, plus hoop action. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to go 5-0 free on a recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Philly, Kansas City is huge. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Philly, Kansas City plus hoops action. I love to go 5-0 the season free. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. That's 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, another situation here on the roads to start us off here on a Monday. Getting word just in from a texter, traffic both directions there on I-10. This is right there at I-110. Overturned yep. car is in the westbound shoulder. Police on both sides of the highway, so that is the reason for the slowdowns here. So we are seeing right now I-10 westbound backing up pretty close to Davis Highway. That's only going to get worse here, depending on, not really depending. It is going to get worse. But how long the backup goes will depend on how long crews are on scene. But to overturn car there, hopefully no injuries. But that's the story here with I-10 westbound. We had that, you know, of course, last week we were, by Friday, just lamenting that the stretch of I-10 between Pine Forest, 9 Mile, Highway 29, for whatever reason, just a big mess there throughout the week. Accident, at least one or two every day last week. A major one over the weekend.
Yep.
On Saturday, shut down I-10 at Pine Forest heading eastbound. So not off to a great start here. So stay safe out there. And Austin will let us know if there's anything else happening on the roads right now.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Yeah, so as you said, Joe, that's really the big one right now. If you're traveling northbound on I-110, trying to get on to I-10 westbound, it's getting increasingly backed up, as Joe said, towards North Davis Highway. We're also seeing some more backups pick up on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, as we typically do at this hour. And we're still seeing some pretty heavy traffic caused by the accident report. If you are traveling southbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards Lillian Highway, that's still looking pretty hectic as well.
All right, and taking a look at the weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be mild in the upper 60s. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It looks like most of that will strike on Tuesday morning, so some rain in the forecast, and high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Looking ahead to the Thanksgiving holiday, we do continue a chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right now 71. We're going to have a low of 68 tonight. Severe thunderstorms in the forecast. Overnight, tomorrow morning, high surf advisory is going to be in effect as well. Cold front behind it with temperatures tomorrow night around 52. Wednesday's high will be 61 and right around there for Thursday as well. 440, taking a look at what's happening around the sports world. And, of course, all eyes are going to be on Monday Night Football tonight for a rematch of Super Bowl 57. The Chiefs hosting the Eagles, 7:15 start time on ABC and ESPN. Your thoughts on that one?
I mean, obviously, it should be a good game. I know that we've had some where I've taken a team and then it just turns into a nightmare for them.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of torn on who I'd take here. I know the Chiefs have home field advantage and Arrowhead's a tough place to play. I'll take the Eagles this time. I know that wasn't the case in Super Bowl 57, but it's whatever. It should be a good game, though, in all seriousness, regardless of the Kelce Swift situation.
Right. Well, I mean, that's obviously your favorite part about this whole thing.
Can't get enough.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think that the Eagles are just a flat-out better team now, right now. Yeah. It may not be in February, but as of now, I just think that they really know who they are. I think that the Chiefs have enough defensively to slow them down. I'm just not sure that the outside weapons, apart from Travis Kelce, have proven enough there. Obviously, you can't count out Patrick Mahomes, but for tonight, because that's all we're talking about, I'm going to say that the Eagles will win on the road. Mm-hmm. Other news in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers could be on the practice field as early as December 2nd. That from Jay Glazer, Fox Sports. And the Jets have a mess that they're on their hands. I mean, they really have all year. But Tim Boyle is starting at quarterback for Black Friday's game against the Dolphins. Zach Wilson's going to be the third string. Also, FSU quarterback Jordan Travis confirming today his season's over after his lower leg injury. That was brutal. So what do you think? I mean, you have been a very sharp critic of the Florida State Seminoles with their playoff chances.
That's strong.
So now I don't think it is. I may have even gone a little bit lighter there on the criticism that you've lobbed their way. What do you make, though, of this? I mean, there is some precedent where you have a backup quarterback, Ohio State 2014.
The Eagles, Nick Foles, even though that's not college.
Right. As I was driving in, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, you know, the conversation we'd have around this. I mean, I think if the committee is just going to do it, the easiest time to do it, bumping Washington up, would be this week because they have the win over 11th ranked Oregon State on the road.
Yeah, and you can a game that they were expected to lose.
And you can kind of hide behind that shield of, hey, this is just about the fact that Washington now has three top 15 wins and we just like their resume a little more. And you don't necessarily have to publicly put out there, yeah, we just don't think Florida State's going to, you know, really challenge for the college football playoff without Jordan Travis.
Yeah, I don't think Jordan Travis and the injury, I don't think it should play a role in the polls. I think if Florida State keeps winning, like obviously they're going to make the playoff. I mean, there's no reason that a 13-0 Florida State would be kept out.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think that
Florida State, the golden child of the ACC typically, it's like when they're good. 13-0, they are not being kept out. No chance.
Over an undefeated Washington.
I don't know if Washington's going to go unbeaten.
But that's the hypothetical game we're playing here.
Well, okay, hold on. Let's look at it this way. So let's say Georgia runs the table. They're in.
Yeah.
Big Ten champs in.
Right.
Florida State, Washington.
Yeah.
There's your four. Texas is a one-loss team already. They lost to Oklahoma.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Washington is getting in over Florida State right now.
Oh, well, I mean, if you want to put Washington fourth now, I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's like,
but I don't think Jordan Travis should play a role in that because they won 58-13.
Yeah, what I'm saying, though, is that it is the easiest thing for the committee to do that this week because they have the shield of, well, it has anything to do with Jordan Travis. I mean, come on, they're human beings.
Well, yeah.
Nobody thinks that Florida State without Jordan Travis is a legitimate top four contending team to play for a national title.
But okay, if that's
right or wrong, that's just what everybody's thinking.
Well, I agree.
So I'm saying that if they just make the move now, put Washington at four, there's the easy cover of, well, this isn't really about Jordan Travis because we only look at the resume.
Look at it this way.
And the resume is that Washington has the win over Oregon State now.
A common theme that we've touched on when talking about polls is that it always is going to even out. Right?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at Florida State and Washington, what does Washington do? They play 5-6 Washington State. They're probably going to beat the snot out of them.
Sure.
But Florida State isn't going to have their starting QB against a 5-6 Florida. If Florida State struggles then, and obviously if they lose then you put Washington ahead of them. Because you know, like, okay, well, you know, this is proof that they are not going to be contending without Travis. We don't know that yet scientifically.
Right. Yeah, well, it's a good conversation, and obviously that's going to be, you know, one of the major storylines here moving forward. What are they announcing the updated rankings tomorrow, I think?
Yes.
4:45, Health, Business, and Science right after an updated look on the roads. Big problems again here on I-10.
Yeah, we're getting traffic accidents being reported here. If you're traveling northbound on I-110, trying to travel westbound on I-10, you're going to experience some very heavy traffic, and it's expected to only get worse from there. And the same can be said as far as congestion goes. If you are traveling south on North Blue Angel Parkway towards Lillian Highway, that is still backed up from a previously reported accident as well. And lastly, as it so often does, we are seeing some congestions picking up on Pine Forest Road. It did look worse earlier, but it's still present at the moment.
All right. Looking at the forecast, we do have a potential for some severe weather overnight, mainly in the morning hours tomorrow. But there is a chance for severe thunderstorms, so be on the lookout for that. Overnight low tonight, just 70, so we're pretty much there now. Overcast currently 71. Once the showers and thunderstorms kind of move through tomorrow, cold fronts behind it, overnight low. Tomorrow's 52, but Wednesday's high is just 61. And Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy and a high of 60 degrees as well. Health, business, and science notes today. Americans can order more free COVID tests from the government. COVIDtest.gov is offering those who already ordered their 4 free tests from the website earlier this fall an additional 4. And if you haven't ordered any tests since the website relaunched in September, you can order 8.
And union workers at Hollywood Casino at Greektown and Motor City Casino in Detroit are headed back to work after ratifying their new contract. A tentative agreement was reached on Friday, ending the strike last night. Meanwhile, union members at MGM Grand will continue their strike after rejecting the proposed deal.
Also, you'll be needing to thaw out that frozen turkey soon, but experts say it's a bad move to just leave it on the counter.
Ooh.
By the time the inside of the turkey thaws, the outside has been at room temperature for hours, allowing bacteria to grow.
Thawing in the refrigerator is going to be the safest method of thawing.
Yeah, so keeping the meat below 40 degrees so bacteria can't grow is the best way to go. Obviously, need to allow for more time.
Absolutely. And SpaceX is putting a positive spin on the second test of its Starship rocket, even though it ended in an explosion minutes after launch. The Saturday morning liftoff saw the Starship successfully blast off and then separate from its first stage booster. However, ground controllers lost communication with the spacecraft a short time later.
Pop culture notes today. Snoop Dogg is not quitting marijuana after all. The rapper, known for his love of cannabis, posted a video on Monday announcing a partnership with Solo Stove, a smokeless fire pit brand. This comes after Snoop posted late last week that he was giving up smoke and asked fans to respect his privacy. He'll now serve as the company's official smokesman. The only thing that I didn't like, and you know, this is just me, but I didn't like that he put that out there on the day where of like National Smokeout Day. I may be the only one that noticed that, but
I did not notice.
Yeah, because you know, you have the American Cancer Society. They promote this as a day where people can quit smoking, and that was the day that Snoop Dogg put this out. So I was just like,
he was maybe using it to be more believable, but there's a
That's the thing. You have people that are, you know, well-meaning people that are trying to, you know, make a change for the better themselves, and you know, obviously kind of making light of it to, you know, make another announcement. But that, you know, that's just me. I'm just, you know, being petty, I guess.
The latest film in the Hunger Games series took the top spot at the weekend box office with an estimated $44 million. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes outpaced Trolls Band Together, which finished second place with $30.6
million. Also, Tim Allen says there's a potential for a home improvement spinoff. The show originally aired for 8 seasons from 91 to 99, and he says one of the conversations we've had recently is, how weird would it be if the show would be about the kids' kids? Of course, the kids, Mark, Randy, and Brad. Like if all of them had children and I'm a grandparent. Home re-improvement or something like that.
Interesting.
Home Improvement is a top 3 show for me. I love it. Grew up loving it. Me and my wife will watch it to this day. The big problem is that 2 of the 3 boys are head cases in real life.
they've had some headline issues, right?
So I don't know that I love having Brad and Mark, as part of this, which I think kind of takes away Randy. I'm not sure. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I know he's done some, whatever Tim Allen's, newer show. What is it? The one that he had on Last Man Standing, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
So he's done a cameo. Jill has done a cameo along with Al. So I don't know. I feel like some of the band could get back together, but I think without the three boys, or at least, you know, I don't know if the three boys would want to. Jonathan Taylor Thomas strikes me as one who would not. And then the other two are head cases. So I don't know that I love that. I think leave home improvement alone. 4:51, we'll take our final break in hour number one. Wacky stories and some good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10, as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 News Radio 92.3, hour number one of Pensacola right now. Traffic continuing to build here at I-10 and I-110. Westbound lanes here. Overturned car is what is causing those slowdowns.
Yep.
Austin has the very latest here on the road. Oh, and further down on I-10.
Yes.
West of 29, also some slowdowns forming there as well.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. And as you said, the accident, when if you're traveling northbound on I-110, it is getting further and further backed up there. We were seeing it back up. If you're traveling on I-10 westbound, we were seeing it get backed up closer to North Davis Highway. That has seemingly lessened, but that clump there is just completely backed up at the moment. And the congestion on Pine Forest Road, if you're heading northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, it is still backed up, but not nearly as bad. And we're still seeing some pretty heavy traffic if you're traveling southbound on North Blue Angel Parkway towards Lillian Highway from an accident that was reported earlier there as well. And lastly, I had previously touched on Avalon Boulevard. If you are traveling northbound towards Caroline Street in the Pace and Milton areas, that is still present at the moment.
Cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are headed this way. The showers and storms will move through on Tuesday, most likely during the morning hours. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We do continue with a chance for rain each day through the rest of the week, and that includes the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, overcast, 71 degrees, a chance of severe thunderstorms, mainly in the morning hours tomorrow as well, so be on the lookout for that. Cold front behind it will push highs on Wednesday and Thursday at around 60 degrees. Wacky story here. A place in St. Louis called the Medium Security Institution. It used to be a city jail, but it was shut down last year. It's sat empty ever since. Well, last Thursday, three men broke into the place. Sounds like they were just messing around until they accidentally locked themselves in a jail cell. They couldn't get out, so of course they had to call 911. Police showed up, rescued them from the cell, and then promptly arrested them for trespassing.
Wow.
So, very good.
How ridiculous. How wacky and weird, Jim. Yeah. And as for good news here, a woman in New York named Casey McIntyre tragically passed away last week at 38. She'd been battling ovarian cancer since 2019. Before she died, she told her husband, Andrew, that she wanted to announce it herself on social media and used a post to raise money for a good cause, erasing other people's medical debt. He posted it for her last Tuesday with the original goal of $20,000. According to the site RIP Medical Debt, that's enough to buy around $2 million of unpaid bills. But over the weekend, it blew way past Casey's goal. Last we checked, people had donated over $400,000, and that's enough to buy more than $40 million worth of other people's debt.
Yeah, Stanley water bottles, a hot holiday gift this year, and this won't hurt sales either. A woman named Danielle posted on TikTok after her car caught fire. The only thing that survived was the Stanley tumbler sitting in her drink holder, and it even still had the ice in it. So now Stanley responded to that by offering to buy her a new car. The company president posted a video thanking her for showing people how tough their product is. So,
and happy birthday to Grace Kinney. She turned 104 years old, and her friends at First Baptist Church on Palafox had a big party for her. She was born in 1919 at Sacred Heart Hospital. She told Channel 3 that the best birthday gift was having her family traveling here from all over the country to celebrate with her.
That's awesome. Finally, a few weeks ago, we told you about the guy who won the lottery, bought a pool table, and is now representing England at the European Billiards Championships. Neil Jones laid tiles for a living and had $13 to his name when he hit the lottery for $2.4 million 13 years ago. He'd spend the next decade plus putting thousands of hours on the table, and last week won a bronze medal with the England team and dedicated it to his late father.
You can see a movie being written about that.
Absolutely. 4:59, we'll take a break. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, and then we're back with another full rundown on a Monday.